Lord has called me to the saints. And it's my calling.
All right, sister.
My calling has been to warn the righteous that they sin not. The scripture says that if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly appear? Message last night indicated that we have a choice and that we make choices every day. That we're living in perilous times and that the righteous make choices also. So this morning we are speaking mainly to the Church of God. We want to address, first of all, our individual walk. Then we want to connect that with a collective walk.
Okay, all right.
There is a scripture in Philippians 2 and 4, and it says to let this mind be in you.
Yes.
You and I need to have a certain mindset. We need to think a certain way. The scripture also says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Yes.
There's a scripture in 2 Timothy 2 and 3, verses 3 and 4, parts of those verses. And it says, for you and me to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I believe Brother Marty referred to this last night, that no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. So I'd like for us to think this morning like a soldier. You and I are called to be a soldier. If you and I are to think like a soldier, we're going to have to be convicted and convinced of the purpose. We're going to have to understand what the what we're fighting for.
That's right.
I don't believe the military of our nation sends their soldiers out to war without preparing them.
That's true.
And in their training, they learn to think like a soldier. I believe that when a soldier is sent out to war, that they're fully aware who the enemy is. They just don't go out there and say, well, I'm going to look for him. But they're taught what to look for.
Yeah.
What will identify the enemy? You and I need to have a mindset this morning that we have an enemy.
All right, that's right, sister.
We need to be aware of his tactics.
That's right, amen.
I believe the Lord prepares his people.
Yes.
To know who to fight.
Right.
Is it my brother? Is it my enemy? Or is it really Satan behind those that the enemy might use? Get your mind on the enemy this morning.
Amen.
Your real enemy. It is not my brother or my sister. It's the enemy of my soul. So we need to identify him this morning. I'm going to quickly pass through some of this. I'm laying a foundation. I hope you will bear with me as we continue to speak a little bit about a soldier. A soldier is well outfitted. Our military spends vast amounts of money to make sure that each soldier that goes to the battlefield has all that he needs right on his person. He looks maybe even a little weighted down.
That's right. I'm telling you, that's the truth.
But every part of that outfit is useful and necessary.
Yes.
And he uses it at the right time.
Right.
And so it is with the soldier of Christ.
That's right.
The Lord says, I want you to be outfitted.
All right. That's right.
I want you to put on the whole armor of God. Because you're going to need it at the right moment and for the very battle, whatever the battle is. The purpose of the whole armor is to support you, give you the weapons of warfare. But it's for protection. It's for the offensive battles. It's for the defensive battles. It's for every battle that you and I would face as a soldier of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So he has it, and it fits you.
Yes. Yes.
When David went out to battle, as a young man, facing the giant, and Saul thought that he needed to wear his armor. And he put it on and he said, this doesn't fit. I haven't proven this armor.
That's right. That's right.
But I've proven my little sling.
God, no, that's right.
And I go in the name of the Lord.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And he won the battle.
He won the battle. That's so.
And that's what you and I need this morning. We need to be skilled in the weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Thank the Lord. I love that scripture. I use that scripture. It's one of our weapons.
That's right.
The very scripture itself becomes a weapon in itself.
That's right.
Thank the Lord. So the weapon, the soldier must prepare for battles. Don't go out to war and say, well, it's for others, but it's not for me. I'm not going to have to really do that much. You might even say, well, we're not in that time. You might say, well, I'm not going to lose my head. I'm not going to go before the firing squad. I'm not going to be burned at the stake. Maybe we won't. We know not the future.
Amen.
But I want to tell you something. The enemy has a battle for you and your mind.
That's right.
That is equal to that charge.
That's right. Yes.
That's true. Yes.
To this age.
All right.
It fits this age.
That's so, sister.
I may not be the martyr. But I want to tell you, I'm going to have to fight like a martyr. I'm going to have to fight for my own soul.
Yes.
To be a soldier for the Lord. Still thinking about having a mind of a soldier. And my thoughts went to the shortest graduation message of all time. Spoken by Winston Churchill.
Yes, okay, yes.
Never. Never, never, never.
That's right.
I may have put in an extra never.
All right.
But we may need it.
Yes.
Give up.
That's amen.
Right. That's right.
You've got to have this mindset.
Yes.
In order to be a soldier of Jesus Christ, you've got to make up your mind.
Yes.
I'll never go back.
That's right.
I'll never give up.
That's right.
Why would I say that? You think, oh, I don't need that. Yes, you need that.
Amen.
You need to be reminded of it often.
Amen.
Because you're going to be tempted
right.
to give up.
Right.
You're going to be tempted to go back.
Right.
Anybody here never been tempted to give up? Raise your hand. I don't see one hand.
All right.
I couldn't raise my hand because I've been tempted.
That's right.
But I've got to have that mindset.
That's right.
Like
that's
a soldier.
All right.
I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to lay hold on eternal life.
Yes.
We need the word of the Lord fixed in our hearts, upholding us, sustaining us, enabling us.
Yes.
You cannot enable yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the Lord that can enable us.
He's the only one.
I read this somewhere about the ancient Greek and Roman soldiers. Just a couple of points. Many things could be said. But one of the things it said is that they were constantly armed. There's no place for you to lay down your armor. No place for you to lay down your arms. You must be constantly armed.
That's right.
And the other thing was this, and I hope to maybe it will tie in the rest of the message. It said that they prayed together to their gods for success.
All right, they prayed together.
Is there a little point there that we need? Do we need to be together?
Together, sister, together.
Yeah.
Well, let's focus a little bit on being together.
All right.
Because what the Lord does, He takes individual soldiers and He makes an army. So I want to talk to us a little bit about the army of the Lord. Just wanted to focus a little bit on the individual soldier. But you and I need each other.
Yes, we do.
We need to be together. We need to be united. So, the army of the Lord is the Church of God.
All right.
I love the Church of God. I am a member of the Church of God. When somebody comes up and says, what church you go to?
That's right. Get along, eh?
We don't want to ever be ashamed.
That's right, sister.
Of the army of the Lord.
Ooh.
If we are that individual soldier of Christ, and we come together, we're part of an army.
Thank the Lord. So.
Our songwriters, I've been inspired by some of the songs in our book, and there's too many to give all of them, but just a little bit.
All right.
One songwriter called it a band of happy pilgrims. I believe that's already been in one of our songs this morning. I like the one of Glorious Zion.
All right.
Glorious things are spoken of thee, thou city of God, thou home of the free. Fair as the morning, clear as the sun. What's the last part now? Great army.
Banner.
With banners. What's the last part?
Conquering.
I want to tell you this morning, God still needs a conquering body in the earth.
Yes.
A conquering army. A conquering church. We can get so focused on our individual battles. And it's really for the purpose that we come together That we put our battles together.
That's so. That's so.
That we use the experiences
yes.
that we've had
yes.
to make a conquering body yes. in the earth. Thank the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
There's another song, number 25, just a portion of it. Church of God.
All right.
Yes.
Verse 2, these few words says, earth and hell in terror tremble
yes.
as thy army moves along.
All right. Amen. Ooh.
You know what? I don't really see the earth in terror trembling before the Church of God. Do you? I don't see it. But it's there.
Yes, it is.
Did you know that the Church of God makes up more than what you and I see?
Amen.
He has a force, an
yes.
army that is unseen.
Right.
We don't see visibly all of the army of the Lord that is surrounding us today,
glory.
Enabling. What do we say? We say, Lord, send a host
that's
of
right.
your, what, warring
Lord.
Angels.
That's right.
We had a prophet that he saw the army encompassed about.
Yes.
The army of the Lord. But his servant didn't see it. And he said, Lord, open his eyes that he can see.
That's right. That's
and
right.
his eyes were opened and he saw it was that it was full of chariots and warriors.
That's right.
Yes.
And so this morning, let us not be weakened in our faith
yes.
nor our confidence because we are encompassed about with a great host. Of warring angels, wanting to enable you and me to become warriors.
Warriors.
So I want to give you some phrases now, what the Old Testament says about warriors. One phrase says, we ourselves will go ready armed. Another phrase says, these are they, helpers of war,
uh-huh.
armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left.
All right.
These are literal words, but I want to tell you, he wants us to use
yes,
these things spiritually.
Yes.
He wants us to be warriors.
Yeah.
Collectively, individually, and coming together and being united. And the power being there.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
And they said they separated themselves. Men of might. Men of war. Fit for the battle.
Right.
Oh, aren't these rich?
Yes.
You know this comes out of 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter.
Right.
A lot of this does. For they were men of valor. Oh, sisters, this morning, we're not talking to the men, are we?
No.
Scripture says, quit you like men and be strong.
Strong, that's right. That's right.
It doesn't matter our gender this morning.
It doesn't.
He's calling for us to be a strong warrior for the Lord. In the earth.
That's so.
In the church.
Right here, that's so.
For they were men of valor, men of understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, what the church ought to do. That's part of being a warrior. We need to have an understanding
yes.
of the times that we're living in to know what the church should do. That's being a warrior. It says they were expert in war with all instruments of war. And they were not double-hearted. These are just some phrases that I was inspired with in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
But they apply to us today.
Yeah.
You and I, we need to be expert in war. We can be so intimidated by the enemy. We can be vexed in our spirits. and we can lose our focus of what the real purpose is in the earth for the church.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah.
And when we get sidetracked,
that's right, that's the word. Yeah.
Then we're losing some vision.
Yeah.
And the scripture says if we lose our vision, something happens. Something happens if I don't keep my vision clear of the purpose. I had this thought this morning come to me, and I'm not even sure, maybe some of you could help me. I believe it was probably back during the World War II, maybe World War I, I'm not sure. And it could have been the Marines, and I asked my husband, and he said, well, was Brother Larry a Marine? You weren't? Well, anybody here a Marine? Or has been? You know, the Marines are counted as one of the strongest of our military and the hardest on their men to be trained.
Right.
They go through more rigorous training than any other of our military. And I thought that they advertised it like this. We want just a few good men.
All right, girl, all right.
And so, you know, the Lord's calling. He's not calling for the masses. He's calling for the few that will do it. Because in our wars of the past, they drafted the people.
They did, that's right.
Whether they wanted to go or not, they had to go.
Uh-huh.
Whether they wanted to or not.
Yeah.
But that's not what the Lord does. Oh, he says, whosoever will. But he says, I want you to volunteer.
All right.
I want a volunteer army. And so some writer in our book said, I've enlisted.
All right.
I chose to do it. And I'm going to do it till I die. Whatever comes, whatever goes, many things come. Did you know that there are people that join our real military of our country? And then they, what is it when they what? No, when they leave and they don't serve, they go AWOL. They decide to leave. The Lord is not wanting any of us to go AWOL.
That's right.
If you're tempted, get with a fellow soldier.
Right.
A word came to me. It was comrade.
All right.
You know, comrade was more used like in the Russian army. It was things that were in common. They all served in common, and they were comrades to each other. God has a purpose that is common among us. We are comrades of each other.
That's
we are to support one another. We need each other, brethren. And we need to help one another. We be brethren, Scripture says. Thank the Lord. So the Lord's calling for you and me to volunteer. And there's a scripture in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, and verse 6 and 7. I just want to read because it fits right here. I was inspired with it this morning. Part of it said, he took a coal off of the altar, Isaiah.
Yes.
And he took it off of the altar and he laid it upon his mouth. Verse 8. And I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send?
All right.
And who will go for us? And the answer was, here am I, send me. Oh, let us all have that mindset.
Amen.
Let us think like a soldier. Let us have a purpose of doing it together as a body, joined together. I'm willing to go. I'm volunteering to go. So this is a conquering force in the earth. Go to Revelations, the 6th chapter also. and parts of verses 1 and 2, and it speaks of that conquering. It says, "When the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts said, 'Come and see.'" You know, I believe the Lord wants us to just be a little bit revived this morning of the church,
yes,
of the purpose of the church. See it as a conquering force,
yes.
Yeah.
United together.
Yeah.
I believe he wants us to come and see. And then it said in the next verse, and it says, "And I saw, and behold, a white horse."
Right.
You know what the white horse represented? Church of God. And it said in the end of that verse, "He went forth conquering."
All right.
And to conquer.
And to conquer.
You and I have probably a number of memories. We've heard those that have gone on before us, those of us that were once young and are now old.
Mm-hmm.
We remember the testimonies.
Yeah.
We remember the powerful meetings at Monarch when the saints came together. I love Monarch, and I love to hear the saints sing at Monarch. There's power.
Amen.
But the enemy is trying to dampen that.
So.
Suppress that.
That's
right.
Wants us to sing more quietly. Wants us to speak more quietly.
Yeah.
Did you know many years ago they didn't have microphones?
That's right.
And the crowds were big and the voices were loud.
That was right.
That's right.
That's right.
You could hear.
Amen.
Does that say anything to you? We've got to recognize the time we're living in and understand it.
All right.
And know what for the church to do.
So
how did we find it? We got a microphone. It's not wrong to use a microphone. It conveys it out there louder.
Louder, that's right.
Louder, louder, the song says.
Yeah.
So we're to go forth conquering and to conquer.
Yeah.
Do it in the present and do it in the future. Do it in the purpose. Whatever is tomorrow, I am going to conquer tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to conquer today,
amen.
But I am going to conquer tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's coming. So.
Yes, amen. I want to speak briefly on two weapons of warfare. There are so many weapons of warfare that we could, it would be more than one message.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord has inspired these two weapons to me. He's caused me to use them for myself.
All right.
Just recently.
All right.
The first weapon, we won't turn and read it, it's familiar to you. First weapon of warfare is casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And the next verse says, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience. Did you know that's a weapon? Understanding the times that we're living in, maybe every age has had to cast down imaginations, have had to fight imaginations that the enemy has put in their minds.
Yeah.
Imaginations come from the enemy.
That's right.
I am a soldier of Jesus Christ. And we can become suppressed and depressed oppressed by the imaginations that the enemy puts into our minds.
That's true.
That's right.
There's so many imaginations that it can just, it'll affect your prayers.
That's right.
It'll affect your faith. Oh, I just know that brother so-and-so thinks this about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's an imagination.
That's right. That's what it is.
How do I combat that that kind of imagination. I look back and I say, what does the word say about my enemy? Mm-hmm. He is a liar.
So.
And has been from the beginning.
Right.
Do I accept the imagination?
No.
That's only one little thought. I'm telling you, the enemy wants you to be vexed in your mind.
That's right. That's where
Brother Marty talked about it last night.
Yes.
When he's driving along in the dark of the night and his family is asleep, imaginations began to plague his mind. That is one of our problems. It affects us in our attitudes toward each other. It affects our love one for another because we think, oh, they think this. And we don't really know.
Don't even really know. That's so, that's right.
We must cast down imaginations. We must bring every thought into captivity to the obedience.
All right.
I'm going to obey you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to love my brother.
Yes.
I am not going to hold him at arm's length.
Amen.
It won't work in this army. It will hinder this army if I'm holding my brother at arm's length.
That's right.
It's one of the tools of the enemy. But we have a weapon against it. The second weapon of warfare that the Lord has inspired to me for myself of late is the weapon of all prayer. You and I must have that weapon working every day. We must go in the spirit of prayer all the time. Oh, you say, I can't do that. I've got to have my mind on this or my mind on that or my mind on my work or this. You can have a spirit of prayer. And all prayer is a special weapon. And it is one that will, well, I read somewhere that Napoleon, I wish I had it here to read it all. It was really good. Napoleon, when he was choosing or assessing where the battle should take place, back then, you know, they didn't have airplanes and things like that where they flew over the enemy and dropped the bombs. They had to assess where was the best place to fight this particular battle. He assessed it. And when he chose the spot, he put his men in there and they fought it with everything that they had. They bombarded it.
Yeah.
Didn't matter who lost their lives, but they broke through the lines. They broke through the lines. That is what happens with all prayer.
Yes.
It has to break through the lines.
Right.
Break through those places where the enemy is a stronghold.
Prayer.
This is going to happen.
Yes.
That's going to happen. That's imaginations. They go together. Break through the lines.
Yes.
Pray until you know you have prayed through.
All right.
Till you have the victory.
Yes.
I believe Angela had a message that really inspired me. It's online. I don't know when she did it. I heard it. She talked about a battering ram. That was one of the weapons of old.
Mm-hmm.
When they came to a city and the walls were there and the doors were fast, they took a battering ram and they hit that and hit it, and hit it, until the doors came open. That's what we've got to do, saints.
Amen.
You've got to focus on the problem. Don't be distracted.
All right, that's right.
And have all prayer against that thing like a battering ram. So those are the two weapons I wanted to speak of, but we'll go on now. To me, this is the most important part of the message this morning. It's the true burden of my heart. There is an element of all of the armies of the earth, real armies, That without this, they're failures. And without this, for the army of the Lord, we will fail. It's unity.
Yes.
Unity. Unity is very powerful.
Yes, it is.
It's oneness. It's fellowship. It's harmony. It's agreement. Have you ever been out of agreement? Have you ever prayed with someone that you could not be in agreement? There's no power.
No power, sister.
The enemy is the ruler of no unity.
That's right, it's the enemy.
He's the one that tries to tear it down.
Yeah.
Thinking about the day of Pentecost.
All right.
Were they in unity?
Yeah, they were.
Had they been at odds with each other, would the Holy Spirit have come anyway? It would not have happened. Those brethren loved one another.
Yeah.
Respected one another. The scripture says they were in one accord. Are we always going to agree exactly with each other? Can we be in unity and still maybe not exactly agree? I'm going to give you an example. Because I think we can.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we can give room to our brother and our sister for their opinions.
That's right.
I believe this. In our congregation, many years ago, we wanted to have a school. We had a large congregation at that time. The majority of the congregation wanted a school. But there were a few that didn't. Mm-hmm. And there was a threat of resignation if we did.
Okay,
all right. We said, no, we will not do it. We'll not have a school rather than to go there.
To go that route.
Consequently, we lost half the congregation to Guthrie because they wanted a school. Mm-hmm. Time went on. And we wanted a school again.
All right.
Had very few students. This time when we had the meeting, the individuals were gone that really posed it before, but there were some that said, you know, we're not really for it, but we're not going to oppose it.
All right.
You see the difference?
Glory. Yes, ma'am.
There was unity.
That's so.
Yes. There was support.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, that individual that said it did more work for us than anybody else. That's an example. We can still be unified. We may not just be for this project.
Yes.
There's many projects. We may not just have the same burden.
That's right, sister. That's
this
right.
One's called for that.
Yes.
This one's called for that. Give each other room.
That's right. That's right.
Allow each other to bear their own burden. But be unified in the Spirit.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Love one another.
Amen.
Give space to one another.
That's
how we can remain in unity.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in unity.
Amen.
I believe in the power of unity in the Church of God. I'm going to give you an example of a very powerful unity. I read this somewhere. I hadn't heard this in many years. But it's part of history. And it was in 1850. It said that there was a battalion of French soldiers marching in unison. Now, one thing that it said is that all armies learn to march in unison. Whatever country, they march together. They march in step. They're in unison or unity. It said that they were crossing a suspension bridge and the synchronized stepping collapsed the bridge. And that's happened more than once, actually, in history. In that particular case, 200 soldiers were killed. So they learned something.
They did.
They said, we're going to march in unison until we come to a bridge.
There you go, sister.
And then we're going to have to break it in order to not bring down the bridge.
That's so.
Does that say anything to you? Who's our enemy? There's no place for us not to walk in unison.
No, that's right.
But if we are, we can break down the bridges. We can break down the enemy.
That's so.
We can win the battles.
That's so.
If we're together.
Amen.
If we're walking
yes.
together with the same purpose, the same desires,
yes.
the same
you.
Love. I want to tell you, love is a part of unity.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
If you don't love your brother, you don't love your Savior. It's hinged that closely. I think somebody said, speaking of a chain, he said the weakest link is how strong that chain is. That's how you judge it. I think it's the same with love. How much do you love the Lord? How much do you love His church? That's how much you love, according to how you love your enemy. And I'm not speaking of Satan there.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
So the military should teach us something in the Church of God. I read another thing about unity. And it said that they took 48 men and they had them walk in unison, marching. And then, and their theory was that they believed that when you walk in unison, that you fear the enemy less. So they were trying to prove that. So they took 48 that walked in unison, and then they took 48 that just walked. They weren't even trying to be in unison. And then they took and showed them a picture of a criminal, a hardened criminal that looked very mean, and they wanted to know what their reaction was to, did they feel they were stronger than this picture, this enemy? This. The ones that walked in unity believed they could overcome this criminal. Does that say anything to us? If you and I are in unity, we can overcome the enemy.
That's right.
We're stronger than the enemy of our soul, than the enemy that is trying to come among the church. What is the enemy? What is his purpose? He wants to divide. He wants to divide the church of God through this thing and that thing. He wants you and me to question if they're even saved.
That's true.
Lord, have mercy.
That's right.
Leave your brother in the hands of the Lord. Watch your own soul. Take care of your own soul. Be a soldier of Jesus Christ. Be a part of that band of happy pilgrims. Be a part of that warring army that is going forth to conquer and to conquering. Thank the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
This is the power the Lord wants to work among the Church of God. So this morning we're a very small group compared to all that He really has on the face of the earth. we have little congregations here, and a little congregation here, and a little congregation here, and a little one there, and all over the face of the earth, the Lord says the seal of the Lord is this, that he knows every one that belongeth to him. He knows. And so we're not isolated. We're not a little isolated group over here. We've got to get our eyes open to the whole church of God in the earth.
Amen.
And now let me ask you this, and I know the answer. I know you know the answer. Phone call goes out. This brother is in trouble. This brother has had a heart attack. Or whatever. You could put anything in there. What do the saints do? They unite together.
Yeah.
And we've seen results. Yeah. Haven't you seen results?
Yeah.
When we're united together?
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what little congregation it is.
Yeah.
Our phone calls unites us.
Amen.
How many times have you called someone and they need prayer on the phone, and the scripture says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst.
That's right.
And you say in your prayer, Lord, we're not in the same room together, but our voices are.
Glory.
We're united. And we pray. Testify a little bit. I had a little problem the other night, about midnight. We really hate to wake people up.
Yeah.
And we called Sister Sherry because she was 2 hours. She was 10 o'clock her time. Sister Sherry and Lauren was praying for me. It was united.
Yeah.
The Lord came in on the scene.
Came on the scene, didn't he?
Did it.
If any two of you shall agree.
That's what
any two agree. Touching anything.
It shall.
It shall be done. Oh, this is what the Lord wants for the church of God.
Amen.
For
Amen.
This little congregation here, which I can sort of now see your faces and know who you are, you know. But he wants to work here. He wants to work in every little congregation.
That's right.
Don't be discouraged that it's a few.
That's right, sister.
Don't be discouraged.
Amen.
The scripture plainly says, many are called, but few are chosen.
Yes.
So Lord, help us. So in closing, I'm going to close with a negative scripture first. Galatians, the 5th chapter. But I think we just need to be reminded of what the Lord sees, how he looks at things. In the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16. And it says, I'm going to just start at the end of that verse, by love serve one another. Oh, love is so important.
Yes, it is.
Did you know your faith is hooked up with love? Faith worketh by what?
Love.
Oh, love one another. Serve one another with love. Well, you say, that doesn't sound negative. Well, just give me a little moment. The next verse says, all of the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, that sounds negative. But we need to be warned. When we're tempted to criticize our brother, speak differently about him. Can I tell you another little story? Comes to my mind. My husband read this to me. It was out of a little devotion that he picked up, and not everything in it is that great, but he read this little story to me, and I was so impressed with it, I had him read it to me twice.
Okay, that's all right.
And it was written by this woman that when she was a little girl, her mother had a lady in the community that came and was bearing all of her burdens to the mother, telling her all of her troubles. And when the lady left, the mother saw that her daughter had been playing right outside the window that was opened. And she knew that her daughter had heard everything.
Heard it all.
She called her daughter in. She said, "If Mrs. So-and-so had come to our house today and left her purse, would we just go give it to anybody?" "Well, no, we'd give it to her." Well, she said, "Mrs. So-and-so left something very precious here today. And she left something that could hurt other people. And it's not for us to go give. Just like the purse, we would give it. It's her story. We don't repeat it. We would be so much better off if we practiced that." And this young woman said she got a hold of that as a child. And even those that would repeat things to her of criticizing others or a bad report, she said, "That's their story to tell, not mine."
That's right.
That would be a good way to practice. If we bite and devour one another, something happens. And it says, if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And then it says, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the flesh, it lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Recognize it. Let's do our best. Oh, we're human. We're human. We may think, "Oh, this is my best friend, and it's okay." I've done it. I think we've all repeated stories. I don't think any of us here are guiltless of that. But I'm not wanting anyone to feel guilty. It's just from this day forward, let's purpose. This spoke to me. It's not my story to tell. It's her story. I'll keep it for her. And then the last scripture, which is probably the most familiar of all about unity, is Psalms
133.
And we want to end with that.
Yes, it's rich.
It's a precious, precious scripture. We could probably quote it, if you know it's good to read it. 133. "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Verse 2, "It is like the precious ointment." Now, I'm not going to go on with that verse. I just want us to envision unity as a precious ointment. And then I want to skip down to verse 3. "It's like the dew." It's like the dew that cometh down or descendeth. And then the last part, "For there," where? In unity. So, in unity, "the Lord commandeth the blessing, even life forevermore." Oh, I want to tell you, the Lord is pleased for His brethren to dwell together in unity, in love, and in faith. And our army will not succeed without it. We've got to walk in unison.
Amen.
We can't just be walking any whole way we want to. We won't be able to unite against the enemy of our soul. We'll be fearful.
Yes.
We'll be strong.
Yes.
If we're walking together. Pray for me.